Start your day the right way with the Big Show on 3BA.
Let's shoot the breeze with Alex Chelios from thebigsmoke.com.au. Morning to you, Alex.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Fit and fit. How's things going for you in lockdown up there in Sydney?
You know, it's very interesting because we're all on lockdown and then the weather is so grey and rainy. It's like perfect weather to stay in.
Yeah, no one cares, do they?
It's winter. Like, everyone's like, yeah.
And it's sort of not a lot of difference for you. I know you've got a couple of offices in Sydney town, but for the better part, you're at home working there anyway, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's fine.
Yeah. You know what else is fine? Eating chocolate for breakfast. But apparently, Alex Chelios, we're not to get too excited about this recent research. Why?
I think we all try to get, you know, this research that backs what we want to do. So in this case, it's eating chocolate for breakfast, and a new study came out over the past few days which said that eating chocolate for breakfast can supercharge weight loss, and it can also help with cognitive function. Now, while elements of that is true, when you actually look into the research, there are certain variables that we don't really want to discuss, things like age, weight, and general health measures. So, for example, if you're someone who doesn't eat a lot of veggies or healthy food at other times of the day, eating chocolate for breakfast isn't going to add to weight loss, for example. And then there's also, you know, the elements of a sugar high. So cocoa in itself is great, but also thinking about dark chocolate is better. White chocolate, not so great. You're just having sugar.
Here I was thinking that it was just COVID kilos that were happening, but it's not at all.
It's because you're eating chocolate for breakfast?
Yeah, yeah. I've hit 102 kilos. That's horrible for me.
Well, you know, you've had a rough few weeks, though. Don't even worry about that for now.
Do you know what? I have had a rough few weeks, and that's what I keep being told. I think I'm just going to keep eating my chocolate, and come the warmer months, I'll start the exercise again. Speaking of COVID, psychologists have found that ghosting may actually... No, I don't want to talk about... Yes, I do. No, I don't. I don't want to talk about that at all, as a matter of fact.
That's really confusing.
I'm confusing myself because there's a couple of COVID topics that you've put into play today, and I've chosen one of them. I just started talking about the other one.
The one, yes.
During COVID, nostalgic playlists are booming, Alex Chelios. Tell us the science behind why some of these songs are bringing back memories and some don't.
Well, this is really cool. So there's a lot of science behind the link between nostalgia and our brains. And so neuroimaging, for example, have shown that certain songs stimulate different areas of the brain, especially when a dopamine hit has happened. So that's why, for example, you might hear a track and it will remind you of your favorite sitcom from the 90s that you listened to or you watched with your family, for example. Or for, you know, you might be watching a particular show and then a song comes on and it reminds you of your ex-partner from the 90s or whatever it might be. Mm. And there are really interesting, memorable events and formative periods of our lives that stick and that often we might not think about them on a daily basis, but they get triggered at associating with certain memories. So scientists have found that this can even happen with babies from birth. That's how amazing our brains are. So the research has found that, especially over COVID, a lot of people are listening to playlists that evoke memories because life is so weird and unstable right now that for a lot of people, listening to songs that bring comfort is really crucial and important. So music provoking general recollections and feelings of what it's like to when you were a child or a uni student can be really comforting. So that's why people are doing it more now than ever.
Yeah, and then there are those songs that pop up from time to time that give us memories that haven't been so crash hot as well.
Totally, like Total Eclipse of the Sun, Turn It Off.
Did you just say Total Eclipse of the Sun?
Yeah.
Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Oh, yeah. That's how much I've repressed the memories.
Bonnie Tyler.
I don't even know the name anymore.
Bonnie Tyler's not going to be impressed with you.
I've blocked it out. It's traumatic.
Very traumatic. I won't ever listen to that. The next time I hear that, all I'm going to be thinking is Total Eclipse of the Sun.
It makes sense.
Let's wrap it up this morning, Alex, with chat about Japan. They've started to actually force companies. Is this true? They're forcing companies to use a four-day work week?
Yes. So this is a new, I guess, policy from Japan where it's all about trying to encourage workplace habits that are conducive to work-life balance. So it's an economic policy guideline that the government's using to give workers long weekends. It's a really big deal because in Japan, they're very famously a workaholic corporate culture. So this is actually a really interesting move, and the government's pushing back and encouraging employers to elevate a worker's quality of life. Now, this is great news to Australians who love their, you know, 3D weekends. 3D. Three-day weekends.
How are you travelling?
And basically, it's something that I think over time, more and more corporations will adopt. Because one of the things that we're finding as employers are how do we retain good talent? For example, some of the bigger companies like the Deloitte's of the world are trying to offer more money, but not every company can do that. So by offering maybe three-day weekends or, for example, one day off a month or whatever it might be, it could encourage good talent to stay.
Okay. It's not going to work in every industry, though, Alex. Take the radio industry, for example. We're open 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 a year.
Well, you could just play Total Eclipse of the Sun over and over and over.
I don't think so.
I don't know how it works.
Not sure that's going to... Could you imagine it? Everyone here is going to go to a three-day weekend, and for that extra day, we're playing nothing but Total Eclipse of the Sun.
Yeah.
It's the new remix version of Total Eclipse of the Heart. Go figure. Have a great week, Alex Chelios.
Thank you.
And if you could polish yourself up on music, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah, I'll do my best.
We'll shoot the breeze next Tuesday with Alex Chelios, who knows absolutely nothing about music, it seems, at all.